I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, I want to welcome you all to Why Make Music. My name is Think Tim, and I will be your host. I came up with the idea of a podcast. By the way, this is episode one, my first time doing this, so I hope that you enjoy. I hope that you give us a listen. I hope you subscribe, and I hope that you follow. I never said those words out loud before. But here we go. Why Make Music is going to be a podcast about the creative process behind why I make music. It's going to talk about the love I have for songs and the love I have for the influences that have crafted me to basically want to be creative, feel the need to be creative. A little about myself before we really get into it. I'm a hobbyist musician. A new independent artist. I have a collaboration for distribution through United Masters. So basically you pay a fee, you upload your music. If it needs to be mastered, they mastered it, but if you master it prior to it, they allow you to put it out and distribute to all major streaming platforms. Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Tidal, YouTube. They have a connection with SoundCloud. You can talk to their customer service and have your stuff submitted on SoundCloud. Now, I know you can put stuff on SoundCloud by itself, but this is all to monetize. And they keep track of your publishing. Of course, you do have to sign up with a publishing ASCAP or BMI, more or less, to make sure you get your money right. But so I am trying my best to be creative and trying to crack into this whole digital music phase and social platforms, and it's not something that I am really fluent at. I am learning as I go along, so in 2024, it seems as though there are no more record companies, really, majorly. You can get more exposure by basically marketing yourself and trying your best to get out there and connect to the people. So this is my way of doing so. Once again, about me. I have been doing music since the days of the 808 and the Tascam 424 four-track recorders, where you had to actually really play tracks over top of tracks. As far as traditional instruments, I mess around with bass guitar. I play a little bit of guitar, regular guitar. Keyboards, workstations have been a good situation to fill up all the other things, all the other sounds that you need, because you can do anything. Even back then, if you were good, you could layer tracks, you could program your keyboard. My favorite keyboard from back in the day was the Roland XP 50, little brother to the XP 80, I think it is. But that was cool. It allowed you to program to a 3.5 disc card and save a few songs and everything, you know. So I had a history of performing. I had a little band at one point. This is years ago, probably long before some young folks that are listening to this podcast were born. And we did a few things, nothing major. You know, like I said, I am a hobbyist musician. I am someone who does music because I enjoyed it. I've always enjoyed it. My love for music has always been there. my love for art and all things creative. It's a shame that I wasn't born in a different time, but if I was born at a different time, I wouldn't have the life I have now, but I love my life, so it's all good. But technology that is available for everyone to utilize now that I think a lot of people take for granted didn't exist. So there was no way that, without really going out and attempting to meet and interact and really meet people and talk to people, there was no way that you were going to reach a large mass of people. I'm talking back in the late or early, maybe the early 90s. Let's go back that far. I'm gonna date myself a little bit. So if you think about this, if I'm back in, say, 1992, 93, and I'm attempting to get a band together locally, other than going to spots in my area that musicians were playing and knowing people who knew somebody, or, you know, you always have your group of people that are creative musicians. Back then, people, just like today, everybody was making music, so it was like everybody either had a home studio or you were paying for studio time for the hour. If you were lucky enough to know someone who had a computer, desktop, laptops were weak at the time frame, and they were running a program, Cakewalk, something, you know, and studios were charging outrageous prices to record you, and you had a handful of people who were basically in an area that were monopolizing off of all the young talent that wanted to get things done. Growing up on a block I grew up on, there was always a crew of rappers, singers, musicians, people who were doing things, legendary people that, if you know me, and you can sit back and smile and laugh, because I'm not going to put names out there like that. But yeah, there were some cool folks out there that did their thing and rapped, and none of them are famous. I'm like, there were a few that tried to have record deals and a few that got airplay, and it was good. I'm like, these are all people who, at that time frame, I didn't look up to them, but I admire what they were doing. Me, myself, my household was a musical household. My father was a musician, not a full-time hobbyist. He had bands, you know how it was. He was brought up in the 70s, so therefore, of course, you know, bands were there, cover bands, doing whatever, go do little gigs here and there. But my house was a rehearsal house, so therefore me and my brother were direct offshoots of that type of experience. You know, like, the instruments are there. My brother's awesome on drums. He's a good dude. But we had house, we had equipment in the household. You know, we had giant Sun speakers, bass amps, guitar amps, full set of drums, keyboards, everything. A couple blocks over, a friend of his had a recording studio, and I'm talking like, yeah, they had like real wax records and they did stuff, and I was always impressed to go over there because his house didn't look like a house. His house looked like a big room, and then the dining room, there were keyboards, and then downstairs there was the recording room and so forth and so on. But that's where I come from. So therefore, it was a situation when Pops had rehearsal and somebody stepped off the instrument, you might be fortunate enough to have to go sit there and fill in a little bit, you know. So it seemed natural. So, but long story short, you were playing, you were having fun. Then all of a sudden, everybody wanted to be a musician, a star, a rap star, hip hop star. I'm not gonna lie to you, lip syncing was the thing back in the day, you know, like that was really big. That's the one thing that really got me to plug the instruments in, because you were basically singing to someone else's song holding real instruments and they weren't plugged in. And then me and my friends were like, hey, let's plug these things in and see what happens, you know. So, but that's where it all began. And once I started doing it, I couldn't stop doing it. So here it is years and years later, many iterations of myself later. Tons and tons and tons of tracks recorded. For example, there's tons of things that I will probably never, ever, ever play for you guys. And I don't know if that's because I will never play them, or if it, I don't know, I'm trying to navigate this whole publishing copyright thing, so I guess you can put indistinct music in the background of your podcast. I don't know how it goes if you want to put all original material. I'm sure they're just still copyright publishing issues that I'm going to have to incur as life goes on. I'm going to have to figure this out as we go, but I hope that you're enjoying it so far. Second of all, let me tell you how I feel about speaking. I tend to speak a little quick. I am trying my best. I am using a method of tapping my finger as I talk. I learned this from a speech therapist to keep pace of what you're saying. And you know, sometimes when you watch the news or you watch media and you realize that folks talk at a very steady pace, they're very intent on everything they say. So I am trying my best to do that impersonation of a journalist. So tune in to Think Tim, Why Make Music. Anywho, what we're going to do here, we're going to talk about the creative process. Where do the ideas come from? Why can some people just flow and other people have to toil? We're going to talk about lyrical content. How serious is lyric writing? Think about it. Some of the greatest songs you've ever heard, are they really about what you think they're about? What's the process of writing a song? Do you really want to know the process behind writing a song? Your favorite song that you like, do you know why the person wrote that song? I don't know. But those are the questions you have to ask yourself when you think about why make music. Music is everywhere. Music is in commercials. Music is in the background of TV shows. The closing credits of a movie, the opening credits of the movie. When you're watching a movie, you see a trailer for something, and they put a song in the trailer that's not even in the movie. It gives you a feeling, it pulls you in, it makes you feel a certain way. Now, I don't have a degree in sociology, I don't have a degree in musicology, ha ha ha, shot. But anywho, these are questions I ask myself. Sometimes when you ask yourself questions, you sit back and you think like, oh, maybe I'll get an answer. Most of the time you don't. You think about it and you do whatever. But yeah. Point three. I want to figure out a way to integrate this podcast and perhaps as it evolves, it will be able to visually, I'll do some screen recording of drum tracks on a laptop, computer, whatever. Oh, the DAWs I use Apple Logic Pro, and I use FL Studios. I like them both. I flip-flop back and forth between them depending on what I'm doing. I want to show everyone that the creative process, if you just let it flow, it's kind of easy. And like I said, I'm not the greatest musician in the world. I get it done. If you have any questions, at one point, I guess I'll do the podcast thing and say, oh, you can reach me at such and such. Like I said, I'm Think Tim, THINKTIMM. Normally, I tend to say that THI and KTI, two M's. It's the moniker that I came up with years ago, eons ago. All my social media accounts, I can be reached on by that. Twitter. I'm not really heavy on any social media accounts. I do have a graphic arts, Star Wars, Marvel, anything that interests me drawing account. Is called WDMN Ation. So that's WDMNATION on Instagram. And it's some artwork, digital artwork I've done. I'm trying to become proficient at it. They say that anything you do for 10,000 hours, you'll become great at it. And I'm getting my hours in, more or less. So yeah, you should check us out. But anyway, back to the music. So this is what we're going to do here. This is episode one, and this is the introduction. This is just me trying to figure out flow. No, I did not do an outline. I recorded this. This is my second time putting this down. The reason why it's the second time is because yesterday when I did it, I got distracted, had to leave, had to come back. I reapproached it this morning, and I felt as though I didn't even want to listen to what I did yesterday. I didn't even want to revisit it. I said, let's just start fresh, start right now. So today is Friday. It's August 23rd. Once I'm done doing this, I will actually try to post this and put this up. I might do a little tweaking. I'm going to try to keep it as raw as possible. Two nights ago, I had my first listening party on Bandcamp. It started around 9 p.m. It ran till about 11 because, like I said, I put out 26 songs. And it was they were all instrumental. They were funky. They covered a wide range of sounds, more or less. I think it was a good response. I was happy with that. Prior to that, I put out this other EP called Demotional. It had 9 tracks on, which the 9 tracks are included on the Demotional Feelings larger project. The reason why it's called Demotional is because all the titles of all the songs are basically based upon emotions. We have like bewildered, angst, giddy. I'm like, very trivial names, and I am learning them. The reason why I say I'm learning them is because basically I'm going to be honest with you and tell a story that I passed on to a friend of mine during a listening party. That basically, when I record music, since I record such a high volume of tracks, the date I start the track is the date I label the track. And I save it in the hard drive as such. So to me, a lot of songs are dated by 08/23/2024. I might have a few notes at the end of it, so this way I can remember what I was doing more or less, but that is the basic process. So therefore, unless the song really manifests into a song with lyrical content. Now, mind you, all the songs I do record, they are recorded in a format that is very friendly and transferable over to a song thing, you know, intro, verse, chorus, bridge, so forth and so on. But when you record a lot, I'm not going to lie to you that creating a name for something and calling it something when there's no idea where the thought is going, I can never do. So it's easier for me to keep track of things. So I am still currently with this project that is out. I am learning the names of the songs currently because to me, some songs are just basic numerical dates and numbers. And they've been with me for a long time. So that's the system I use. And don't get me wrong, the songs sometimes manifest and they become some cool songs. But anywho. So like I was saying, I would like to put up videos so this way you could see that, oh, it's a fun thing. It doesn't have to be a stressful thing. I'm like, you can like music and you can create music. Music is such a thing that the funnier view I have of music is that if you can play music and no one reacts to what you're doing and no one cringes or blinks an eye when it comes on, I think you did it. You have to realize that there are only so many notes that can be played. There are so many chords. There's only so many chords that you can play. Sometimes you'll come across something, a change, a progression that's very familiar. Like, don't get me wrong. I know a little bit of music theory. I don't know a lot. I'm not a trained musician. But there is such a familiar sound that you hear that you can relate it back to something. And sometimes the things that are more natural are the things that go unnoticed. And it kind of creates a feeling. It makes you remember things. It takes you off to a place. Now, with that being said, I want to kind of give a shout out to all the very creative people that are out there in the music industry right now, currently independent artists, major artists that are doing their thing, because right now is a great time to be alive. I'm not going to lie to you, because I'm not a really good conduit for saying what's going on currently or whatever, but certain things do come to my attention. I don't really necessarily listen to the radio, so it's like if something comes across, I'll do a deep dive into someone's catalog and I listen to things and I take what I take and I take it in. I'm like, I have no hate or no type of ill, nothing to say about anyone who's making music, because music should be made. But it's a great time, because as a musician, as a music maker, as a hobbyist, we all can record our thoughts, get them out there, upload them, have them played. Platforms like SoundCloud, Bandcamp, there's tons that you can just interact. You can build your own audience. You can build your own sound. You can create your own world. This was unheard of when I was younger. This was something that, oh, you had to naturally go to a certain area and realize, like, oh, this area had a certain sound. Oh, let's go over here. They doing this over this side or whatever. Back in the day, like when I was in high school, college, like, oh, people did music, but it's like, oh, it was only relative to the area that they were in. To find someone else, you had to leave that area. Like, oh, punk might have been popping over here. Then you have people who wanted to do rock music, rappers, R&B singers, the boy band group thing, the R&B groups. It's a great time, but right now it's like a situation because of technology. You can find that anywhere and everywhere, and you don't necessarily even know where these people are coming from. You know, like, locations are disclosed. We're all on planet Earth. That's it. That's more or less it. We are part of the World Wide Web of information. Crazy. But it's a good thing, more or less. So, like I said, this is episode 1, and this is me just basically brainstorming and trying to feel my way through this. I'm sure I'm going to put up all the basic bells and whistles that go along with the social media, connecting to fans. I don't want to call you fans, people who listen, whatever. Folks who listen to music, folks who listen to me, folks who want to stream the stuff I do, folks who, depends on what you are, what your finances are. If you want to buy it, buy it. If you don't want to buy it, don't buy it. If you want to stream it, stream it. You don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. But I hope that you take something from this. I am trying my best to find a way to make some type of financial scenario. people tend to nowadays call it passive finance, passive revenue, I guess, more or less, because you put things out there. If I put this on the internet right now, this will live on the internet forever. So I try my best to be mindful, be respectful, and not to say anything crazy. I'm only going to talk about the projects that I'm in. I will critique those things heavily. I will make reference to things I find to be cool, influences. So you figure, I'm not going to lie to you. Let's play a guessing game here. I grew up in the 80s. I came to my fullest musical awareness in the 80s. Some of my greatest influences were hot and popping in the 80s. The longevity of an artist is based upon their creativity, or was based upon their creativity. This was before people had to branch away from music and have other scenarios going on. Back in the day, there were musicians that were great musicians and great writers of music that never, ever, ever reached the level of stardom or the level of success that some independent artists have reached in 2024. Some of the greatest songs you might have ever heard might have been one-hit wonders. You never know. I'm like, a lot of great musicians now are producers. They're still doing music, but they're no longer the front man for their scenario. Man, let me tell you, music is forever. Music is everywhere. It's cool to have a genuine respect for something. When you do that, and then the thing that you like is everywhere. Now, my question to you is it everywhere, or is it everywhere just to you because you're paying attention to it? So, for example, if you are into, let's say, you're a cosplayer. I'm getting all nerdy on you right now. So there is a world that you can live in where people make and create and recreate things they see in movies, TV shows, comic books, all sorts of visual media, and they make it. They go to the comic cons, they go to the comic fairs, they post on Instagram. These people are so talented. They don't get their proper due. They are the lower level of costume designers that when you're watching your favorite movie or your favorite TV show and you see something cool, you see something created, this is where that idea brews from. It starts. It starts at a base level of you being in your home, you doing something that you love, you've created, and you don't know who to share it with. Social media, oddly enough, which I think is going to be, it's the gift and the curse of the world. It allows us to share so much. It allows us to create and hate. It's crazy. I don't get it. But anywho, what I'm saying is that we all have to find a platform. I am right now. And so what you're going to do with me is that you're going to go on a journey. If you go to any of the websites or social media things that I posted, you realize that there are a few key things that I am trying to establish. Nothing comes immediately, and we are all on a journey of trying to figure things out. The fact that it's taken me this long to get to the point that I am trying to embrace all forms of media and trying to reach out to all forms of folks. Don't get me wrong, I listen to tons of podcasts. Some of them are comedy, some of them are self-help, some of them are music-based, Some of them are fandom based, based upon the things that you like. And I can engulf myself. I can just dive into them and listen to them forever and ever and ever. Maybe, just maybe, I might be this for someone else. I don't know. Maybe somebody somewhere. Hopefully I can grow an audience base. And you guys could write in the comments, yo, Tim, think about this. Yo, you could tell me why you make music. You know, just like, why make music? That's why I was thinking about doing this, and I was thinking about how to title and what to call this show, I said, what will catch my attention? Creative. You gotta be creative. Why make music is a question that I think that if you were to meet any person that you like that's in the music industry, that's creative, and you ask them why they do it, I think you might really start a conversation. Now, I'm not saying that I'll ever interview somebody because I don't know anyone to interview. And the people that I would probably interview, you probably wouldn't know them, so it would be no sense in me interviewing them. But if ever I get to that point and I could interact with folks and somehow I figure out how to play this media game, and that's a grand question to ask. Why make music? It's hard. You got to think. Music, art. Music and art are things that are mediums that are based on people liking or not liking what you do. There's nothing odder than to ask someone to openly criticize. Give me your approval. Tell me you like what I do. Could you imagine if you went on a job interview, and that's what basically what it is. You go to a job interview, you are qualified with a certain amount of skills, obviously just to get you into the door, your resume, so forth and so on. And the person says, so tell me about yourself. And you have to put it out there, and then the HR department, the hiring committee, the main hiring guy, hiring girl, whomever the person may be, makes a decision based upon what you say at that moment. So as a musician, as a creative, we put out a product. There was a line in a song a while ago, long time ago, I don't know. It's a young woman. She's older now, but she has an independent record label and always been independent. And in one of her songs, she mentions the fact that records are recordings. At one point, a record was a recording to basically just capture what was done. So you would record it that one time. You will record it as though it was only going to be done one time, and that became the record. The record was the best representation of that moment encapsulated in time. You know, so therefore, people gave their best, people gave their all for that one perfect take. Now, don't get me wrong, nothing's done perfect in one take. There's plenty of practice that goes into that one take, but what when we say record and record, you don't understand. It's like if someone says, oh, that's going to be on your permanent record. Oh, you'll get offended. We've all seen an episode of a TV show where it's like, oh, we're going to write this on your permanent record. And then you sit there and you get freaked out. You're thinking like, oh my God, this is going to be committed to my record of all time. As a creative, when you create art, that's your permanent record. When you create music, if we weren't creating so much music, that could be your permanent record. But right now, in the world that we're living in right now, you have an opportunity to put out something, stand by what you put out. You know what the opposite of the permanent record is? It's the remix. Think about it. So you put out an idea and it's good, and someone else likes it a little better than you like it, or they have a different idea. So what do? They take your permanent record and they remix it. They change it up a little bit. It might reach a few more people. I don't know. This is just me being me. So once again, let's talk about what we're going to do. So I promise you, the next episode, so I'm going to try to do this once a week. And episode two, I'm going to try to have more of a agenda and an outline. And maybe we can touch on certain things, and I'll put this up. And hopefully, I guess, I don't know. I haven't even tried to test to see how the system goes, because right now, currently, this should not be on. This is not going to make it to Spotify. This is not going to make it to any major streaming platform, Apple Podcasts or whatever scenario. I have to submit this to the RSS podcasting scenario, and it's going to be like a little wavelength. So I don't know. Maybe one person, two people might hear this. I don't know. Maybe my family and friends might hear this and say, "Oh, Tim, I don't know why you're doing this. You're crazy. You're wasting your time. You have obviously too much time on your hands of doing things." And shockingly, I've been doing this for like 35 minutes so far. So if I can do 35 minutes to 40 minutes a week on this, and this is something that you guys want to listen to and you want to tune into, it can grow. But this right here, you're watching me plant the first seed of a podcast future of me talking and me explaining. It's like therapy, you know, because I'm not going to lie. I don't really talk a lot like this. I talk a lot to my family. I talk a lot to my few friends. I keep my circle really tight. But this is a way that we can get to know each other. So what I'm going to ask you to do is like this podcast, subscribe to this podcast, follow this podcast. On social media, I'm Think Tim, THIMM. No, I said it wrong. THINKTIMM. That's it. THINKTI2Ms. Funny story. I got some tracks from back in the day. Doing it. THINKTI2Ms. It was fly. It was good. It was killing it. Anywho. So social media. Check me out. Instagram. SoundCloud. Twitter. You may not get anything good, because in all honesty, guess what? I really don't do too much on social media. I'm learning. I've been more active in the last 3 months on social media as far as trying to talk about music and talk about things I'm doing than I ever been. If you go to my Instagram account for the WDMN Nation, I got years worth of pictures and things or whatever. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, huge Marvel fan. I always say I think my family should be sponsored by Disney. You know, I could live off of that stuff. But that's a podcast for a different time, unless you want to go that route. So what you do is you hit me up, leave some comments, leave some questions, because guess what? There's music in Marvel, there's music in Star Wars. You got that dude, that old guy. You know what I'm talking about. I promise I'm not going to say any names. I want to talk about people. I'm going to talk about them, not in a bad way, but I'm going to talk about them in a good way. And I am not going to say their names, because I'm not going to do that. I am not that person. So I'm not here to plug anything. I'm here to talk about me, talk about how I feel about music, and we will see how it goes. So, like I said, there's music everywhere. You gotta ask a question. Why make music? It's something that can cover everything. if ever this becomes a show that I can interview people, perhaps I can talk to these people, talk to these other creatives, find out why they do it. It's a very lax situation. I bet you a lot of the answer is going to be because I don't know how not to make music. I think that we should take a poll, make a graph, a chart. So we'll start talking to people. If you're a musician and you're listening to this, in the comments or in a thing, make a hashtag. That's what they call it, a hashtag. You know, I'm old. I used to call it a number sign, a hashtag. Why make music? And tell your story. Tell me why you make music. Tell me, what is it? What is it that drives you? What is it? I'm not talking about, I don't care if you hum on tape, if you whistle while you work, if you write lyrics in the back of your copybook, your notebook, or in your notes on your phone. How many people have a section in their memos that are songs that you would never, ever, ever hear? Lyrics that you know are cool, the cool, best lyrics. And like I said, you don't have to explain why you wrote the lyrics. Let us interpret why. Let the listener, let the other person other than you figure out why. All we want to know is, what made you do it? Do you know how crazy it is to want to create something and put it out there for other people to listen to without you being present? That's insanity. That is something I am learning to live with. Like, oh, you put your material out there. That means that, oh, I'm not there to play it for you. That means that you can play it whenever you want to play it. You can listen to it whenever you want to listen to it, when it's convenient for you. You can dissect what I'm saying and think what I'm saying is important. You can dissect what I'm saying and think what I'm saying isn't important. I'm not there to defend it. I'm not there to sell it. I'm going to record it. I'm going to put it up there. And then my job is going to be done. And I'm going to move on to the next thing. And hopefully we can build a nice little foundation of crazy information that you will sit back one day and say, oh man, you know what I heard this dude, I think Tim said, he said da da da, and that made sense. You understand that? This is how you exchange information. You know, I'm not trying to be a storyteller. I don't think I have a story to tell. I just think that I like to share, and I'm not writerly a people person, but sometimes all these things that are in your head are just your thoughts, and these are the things that you're saying to yourself, and when you record them, I don't even think I'm going to play this back. This is going out just like this. And we're going to see how it goes. You record them and you think, wow, this is okay. Think about everything you do. Maybe that's why they call me Think Tim. I think too much. Anywho. I think I have a story about why I call myself Think Tim. And I realized this a while ago, but I'm not going to go into this. This is later. I'm not going to give away everything in episode one. But we're going to work this out. So once again, I want you to like, follow, subscribe. Look at my bio, and there is all the links for all the social media things there. I'm not going to lie to you. I started a Patreon. I don't have any subscribers. There's tiers on there. I looked up how to do it, how to mark, how to put the thing together. So I put it together. And I promise you, if you were to subscribe to those things, the more people I have that interact with me, the more I'll do. I'm not gonna lie to you. So if you wanna have a good time, you wanna have a fun experience, or if you need a friend, just come up here. It's like, let me stop. If you need an experience and you're creative and you want to share, and you want to share with me, or you want to share my stuff, or you have an idea for something, let me know. I'm not going to lie to you. I am shocked. I am at 44 minutes. And if I say I'm at 44 minutes, 44 seconds, you know what I'm talking about, man. You got me. So once again, Why Make Music, episode 1. I'm your host, Think Tim. I don't know what I'm hosting, because a lot of times when you have to have hosts, when you're a host, you have to have other people. I don't got nobody but me here. So, Think Tim, if nothing else. Peace out.